I'm sorry, my stomach started playing up just before it was all setting off. So,
all right. Yeah, try everything to stop you giving your testimony, won't it?
It's been quite a big week. It's been quite a big week. I don't like the sound of my own voice.
It's all right. Well, we like it, so it's all right.
Just basically, when you get saved and that, it's easy to just start thinking you're better than a lot of other people, who don't believe in God, and you think, they think they know it all, but they don't know nothing, and you know, it's hard to get out of that, really. But, I've been praying, and I've been asking God Jesus, to show me light, really. I had a bitter weekend last weekend, which kind of ruined my church service. Coming here, it kind of just spoilt it, really. But I was praying and that, and then it did something quite amazing, really. It was Wednesday. I've been told by a few people just to slow down and that. Tuesday, that's it. So I thought, I'll just have a break. I'll just stay in for the day. Well, then someone phoned me up. I ended up not staying in. And then when I got there, I didn't even end up doing what they wanted me to do. But, I got showed a couple of lads with problems who I'd been ignoring before, and they've been trying to talk to me, and, it were odd. It were I didn't feel anything at the time, but then when I got home, it were kind of... I kind of felt for him a bit. I cared for him a bit. And then one lad who I've strongly disliked for a long time, for years and years. I tried to avoid it, and I still ended up getting in that situation later on in the day, just before our finishing foot day. And, I went left caring for them with them on my heart as well, which I thought... quite amazing, really, how you can, near enough hate someone all your life, and then, God can just soften that up and break straight through it. It's just, it was just absolutely amazing. And then I got a job this week, and... I had a feeling on Friday I'd get it, because I felt God's presence with me then, and it was just weird, but, and then I got told by Andy not to make sure you keep putting him first, and I didn't really understand what he meant at first, but I do now, I keep putting him first always. It's I didn't give my life to him to take it back, but, sometimes you take things back and you don't even realise you do. You don't even realise, that bitterness creeping back in, that's you taking a bit of your heart back straight away. So, and it's really hard not to do. Sometimes you've just got to throw it back to Jesus and just say, there, I'm going to let you have it. But, it was funny, my first day, I was with two lads who I've known previously, and... they're not best of lads, but, it helped me at work and everything, but get settled in and stuff. But the funny thing is, I got left on my own doing a job at one point, and, I did at the beginning, but I was fine, but then I did later on, and I were out of energy and that, and some woman just come down randomly, who apparently never gets off the machine. She's lazy as anything, and everybody says it, but yet she come and helped me that one time. Someone offered me an orange at break time, but I didn't have any fruit or any source of vitamins, which I didn't think of at the time, but then since then I've started taking stuff like that. And I told my mum about it, later on at night and everything like that, and then, I got down on my knees, got down in prayer and that, and it just hit me. It was just there, that were God who did that, that were God who used them people, and then next 2 days, I've had little tests from enemy, but, just don't fall to it, don't rise to it, and just keep trusting God, and, the day just ends up fine, and it's like Friday, even though it looked like I had a bit of a negative thought halfway through shift, it finished off brilliantly, like, so, yeah, really, it's just, you know, just, God's just awesome, just, you know, you can't go wrong if you're following God, and, oh, yeah, I just wanted people to look at Proverbs 12:2-3, because also, like, that daily reading Bible you've given me, Grace, that were, that were the reading for that day, which it was funny because the Tuesday I was set it up with them two lads, and there were a test on that day as well, because later on in the day they'd like broke into a pallet, they got a drink and they'd stashed it outside, and they'd both gone for a drink, these two brothers, and then they've like, oh, go and get a drink if you want, you know, just being all right, like, basically, oh, are you thirsty, go and get a drink. But then I'm thinking, well, that's against company. I didn't think of it in, like, sinning and everything, but I just thought, well, that's against company rules, and I just didn't bother. But then, like, afterwards, I realised that's a test, that, do you know what I mean, really? Because I would have sinned if I would have done it. It's like stealing. And them two lads the next day, they both got sacked. Or they weren't there, they'd gone or something, so... You know, and it was that proverb, but what reading for day for that next day on Wednesday. So it was just like, you know, what does it say? God, yeah, 12. A good man obtains favour from the Lord, but the Lord condemns a crafty man. Yeah. It was just wow. What a coincidence. That's on that day, and that, you know what I mean? And that's happened. It's like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not talking, he's shouting at you.
Yeah,
did you get the message?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just like, yeah, he's still talking to me, you know. Because after that weekend and that, I was a bit disheartened, and, you know, Monday were a bit rough, and I was thinking, you know, am I in the right place here, or have I gone astray a bit? But, you know, then when you get that happening, it's like, yeah, he's still there. I'm like, yeah. Praise God, glory to him. It's, thanks, you know, I just keep thinking... Like you said, you know, you just have to keep thinking about what you were like before and what Jesus has done for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just appreciate him and just love him to bits for everything
yes.
he's done for me.
Amen.
So amen to that. Praise God. Yeah.